with a week of practice under his belt. It's amazing what this USA offense looks like with their second string and, in a sense, quarterback out there. That's a big, you know, Scott Hahn has them kind of firing on all cylinders.
Josh Hahn.
Josh Hahn. That's my.
You mixed the two. Scott Cuthrell and Josh Hahn. So you kind of have both
of them
there.
I'm efficient.
So, I mean, Kansas City, one of the favorites, and what perhaps the favorite to win the Greater Than West. Going up into USA, it's not like they're playing bad. It's just USA knows to attack. They have absolutely no film on Connor Gettle at quarterback with this offense. And it seems like Josh Hahn has his Patriots churning in the right direction.
That's true. And now coming out in the second half here, there is tape on Gettle now. Cassidy does understand what they're going to run. We'll see what adjustments they can make on defense to slow down this Patriot offense.
Let's take a look at the stats on offense and defense for both teams. The USA Patriots with 162 yards of offense on 30 plays. Kansas City, 17 plays, so they have 13 less plays, and they have 162 less yards. Just 17 plays for Kansas City, 100 yards of total offense, all on the ground. They have not attempted a pass tonight from Bryce Fernald. So 17 carries, 100 yards for Kansas City, led by Noah Zaleski. 6 carries for 55 yards and 1 score. His long run of the night, 21 yards, and he's averaging 9.2 per carry. He's carried the ball 35% of the time. Jordan Mester, 5 carries, 31 yards, and is averaging 6.2 per carry. He's had the ball for about 30% of the time. Alex Perry, just 5 carries and 13 yards, and of course had that fumble, which resulted in no points for USA. Bryce Fernald, 1 carry for 1 yard. That's the entire Kansas City offense. The USA Patriots, 24 carries for 131 yards. And 3 of 6 passing from Connor Gettle for 31 yards for a total of 30 plays, 162 yards. Walker Foley leading the rushing attack with 7 carries for 58 yards and 1 score. He's averaging just over 8 yards per carry and has had carried the ball for a nice even percentage here on the load. For Walker Foley with the ball for 29% of the time, Braylon Ballard 33%, Connor Gettle 29%, Noah Crum the other 8%. So nice balanced attack from Josh Hahn for the running back running game for the USA Patriots. Walker Foley, 7 carries, 58 yards. Braylon Ballard, 8 carries for 40 yards. Connor Gettle, 7 carries for 24 yards. And Noah Crum, 2 carries for 9 yards. Through the air, Connor Gettle, 3 for 6 for 31 yards. No touchdowns or no interceptions, but he did have a 2-point conversion completion to Walker Foley. 50% completion rate tonight. Walker Foley, 2 receptions for 21 yards. Braylon Ballard brought in the other one for 10 yards on 1 reception. Ed Klump, so we've seen the look here at the USA almost running nearly double the amount of plays in Kansas City, has 62 more yards in Kansas City. Of course, they have one drive that went down and it came up with no points, so that's really the 62 yards right there. What are you, do you see anything here? I like the evenness between the running backs for USA, and surprisingly, Alex Perry not getting that many carries.
Yeah, the we're going to see in the second half what changes, what adjustments they can make. Both offenses running kind of a similar offense. They come out in a full T, both of them. Last week, Lakers were able to get to USA in the run game and really wear them down. I believe that that's what Cassidy's going to do. It's going to be student body right, student body left, and they're going to see if they can run it down their throat. I don't think that Cassidy has to change much. I think things may just loosen up for them. On the USA side of the ball, I think they just keep doing what they're doing. What they're doing is working on defense and working on offense. Kind of an impressive game plan.
Cassidy with 33 tackles on defense, 2 tackles of those for a loss. USA, 21 tackles, no tackles for a loss, no sacks, but they did have that one fumble recovery. So one turnover in favor of the Patriots. Leading the defensive attack for the USA Patriots, Jacob Nymphs with 5 tackles, Chase Payne and Walker Foley, as well as Dakota Miller, each with 3 tackles. Keegan Bixman, 2 tackles, and that fumble recovery, Jeremiah Hahn, Nehemiah Parmenter, Connor Gettle, Danny Krzyzewski, Sam Cook, each with 1. The list goes on. Leading the attack for the Kansas City Redhawks, no surprise here whatsoever, Jeremy Velasquez, middle linebacker with 8 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss. Alex Perry, outside linebacker, 5 tackles. Ryan DeLong on the defensive front, 4 tackles and 1 tackle for a loss. Kyle Jordan, Dustin Nagley, and Matt Mahalik, each with 3 tackles. Lance Swiderski, Noah Zaleski, each with 2 tackles. Bryce Fernald, Justin Miller, 1 tackle, and the list goes on there. Let's take a look at other area scores before we kick off the second half. Some surprising ones here. The most surprising, Reese leads Lakers at halftime, 15-12. It was tied up 12-12 in the second, but then Reese kicks a field goal to take the lead over Lakers at half in Reese, 15-12. Of course, this game, USA 16, Kansas City 8. Bad Axe leads Vassar at halftime, 33-0. Carroll over Marlette in the crossover game, 21-14. Howard Beach way up there in the UP, or what should feel like the UP, Rogers City. Howard Beach 30, Rogers City nothing at halftime. Sandusky in Sandusky hosting Brown City. That's 36-0. Ubley leading Flint Hamity at home 12-7. And the most interesting game in eight-player football, the quest for the NCTL Stars Championship. Deckerville 16, Mayville 14 at halftime. Thank you to Mike Gallagher for that one on Twitter. Thank you for everyone else who's chiming in and on our Facebook page or messaging me personally for those other area scores, including the Reese Lakers game. Kansas City won the toss to win to begin this game. They elected to defer to the second half, so they'll be receiving the kick from Nehemiah Parmenter with 12 minutes on the clock to start this third quarter. The kick, with the wind in the back, hits at the 3-yard line and bounces out the back of the end zone for a touchback. So Kansas City, no chance for a return, and they will start this drive with their own 20-yard line.
That kick was a line drive, frozen rope with the wind. I think it bounced on the 5-yard line and went through the end zone.
Frozen rope.
Frozen rope, if you will.
Okay. Definitely not a Dave Hansen phrase. I know that much. 12 minutes are on the clock. Kansas City trails by 8 points, 16-8. They're marching left to right across your radio, trailing the home team, the USA Patriots. Kansas City in their all-white uniforms, gray helmets. Bryce Fernald, the quarterback, under center. Three men backfield. And it's going to be a handoff to Alex Perry. Has the lead blocker, and USA swarms to the ball at the 24-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Connor Gettle as well as Walker Foley. Second down, 6 to go for Kansas City.
Pitch to Alex Perry. He's running hard, but it looked like there was a big hole. USA was able to close that hole up, make a good tackle. Three USA Patriots on that tackle. They're gang tackling all day.
Good to see Alex Perry getting a carry right out of the gates. He now has 6 carries for 17 yards. Second down, 6 from the 24-yard line. Left, right across the radio, working off the right hash. Fernald, staring down the defense of USA. Hands it off to his second option. That'd be Jordan Mester. USA quicks with the tackle, but it's 3 yards and a cloud of dust out for actually 4 yards. Keegan Bixman, the defensive end, brings him down. Short of the first down marker, but brings up a third down and manageable. Third down and 3.
Mester was showing a little bit of patience there. Looks like Bell from the old state
Le'Veon
days.
Bell,
yes, Le'Veon Bell from the old state days. Showing a little bit of patience, letting the blocks form in front of them. Then putting his head down and his shoulder down, picking up 3 yards.
Third down, 3 to go. 10:45 left in the third quarter. USA 16, Kansas City 8. Working off that right hash. Fernald under center once again. There's a snap. And up to his third option, Jordan Mester trying to find the left edge. And USA comes down into the backfield and brings him down for a yard loss. Back at the 32-yard line. Walker Foley, as well as Jacob Nince, brings him down, swarms to the ball, and now Kansas City forced to a 4th and 3, maybe even a 4th and 4, according to the spot. Ed, do they punt this one? They're only down by 8 points.
You know, I think you do. This early in the second half, I would, maybe. Doesn't look like they're going to.
Well, they're going to go for it on a 4th down, 3.5 to go. Bryce Fernald under center. First down marker at the 30, and they hand it off to 33. Jordan Mester has the first down by about a yard, a gain of 4 when they needed 3, and Jordan Mester continues the drive for the Kansas City Redhawks, moves the chains, 1st and 10. Tackle made by Walker Foley as well as Dakota Miller.
It looked like they had him stopped in the backfield. They had him around the legs. He was able to step out of those tackles, put his shoulder down, and he bulldozed his way through 2 defenders to barely pick up that first down.
Ubley now leads Flint Hamity 20-7, 18 seconds into the second half. Hand off to Alex Perry for Kansas City, and he breasts through his first 2 tackles, but finally stopped at the 36-yard line after a 5-yard gain. Finally bringing him down was Walker Foley out of the secondary, 5'10", 170-pound senior. Alex Perry with the 5-yard gain, 2nd down and 5.
Looks like we're getting a big dose of Perry here in the second half. I think this is part of Kansas City trying to wear them down. Pound, pound, pound that ball between the tackles.
3 carries for 10 yards in the second half alone, 8 carries on the night for 21. 116 yards on the ground for Kansas City tonight, 162 total offense for USA. And off to Jordan Mester, trying a quarterback keeper, Bryce Fernald around the left end, and he's shy of the first down marker by a yard as number 10 for USA. There is no number 10. That would be Chase Payne, number 18, close to a 10, double eights there. And